"You moving rooms, Frank?" I asked. But even then I thought I knew better. It was in the look on his face, serious and pale and downcast. He shook his head. "Going back home. Got a letter from my ma. She says they need a caretaker at one of those big lake resorts we got over our way. I said, sure, I'm just wasting my time here." "You are not," I said, a little shocked. "Christ, Frankie, you're getting a college education." "I ain't, though, that's the thing." The hall was gloomy and choked with shadows. It was raining outside. Still, I think I saw color come flushing into Frank's cheeks. I think he was ashamed. I think that was why he'd arranged to leave in the middle of a weekday, when the dorm was at its emptiest. "I ain't doing nothing but playing cards. Not very well, either. Also, I'm behind in all my classes."
"You can't be that far behind. It's only October 25th.
Frank nodded. "I know, but I ain't quick like some. Wasn't quick in high school, either. I got to set my feet and bore in like with an ice auger. I ain't been doing it, and if you ain't got a hole in the ice, you can't catch any perch. I'm going, Pete. Gonna quit before they fire me in January."
He went on, plodding down the first of the three flights with his trunk held in front of him by the handles. His white T-shirt floated in the gloom. When he passed a window running with rain, his crew cut glimmered like gold. As he reached the second-floor landing and his footfalls began to take on an echoey beat, I rushed to the stairwell and looked down.
"Frankie! Hey, Frank!"
The footfall stopped. In the shadows, I could see his round face looking up at me and the dim-held shape of his trunk.
"Frank, what about the draft? If you drop out of school, the draft'll get you."
A long pause, as if he was thinking how to answer. He never did, not with his mouth. He answered with his feet. Their echoey sound resumed. I never saw Frank again. I remember standing by the stairwell, scared, thinking, that could happen to me. Maybe is happening to me. Then pushing the thought away. Seeing Frank with his trunk was a warning, I decided, and I would heed it. I would do better. I had been coasting, and it was time to turn on the jets again. But from down the hall, I could hear Ronnie yelling gleefully that he was bitch-hunting, that he meant to have that whore out of hiding. And I decided I would do better starting tonight. Tonight would be time enough to relight those fabled jets. This afternoon, I'd play my farewell game of hearts. Or two. Or 40.